So if you were paying attention during Lorraine's introduction earlier, you'll notice that she mentioned that a major theme of today's event is the emergence of a variety of platforms focused on digital children's books. And Scholastic's Storia platform, launched in beta in March last year, aims to play a major role in how parents and children find, evaluate, buy, read, and even assess digital reading material. We're lucky to have Deborah Forte as president of Scholastic Media and executive vice president of Scholastic, Inc. She's leading the team that created Storia, and she's going to tell us more about the progress that they've made since launching the platform. Please welcome Deborah. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Lorraine. Where's Lorraine? There she is. Thank you, Lorraine, and Mike and Michael, and everyone at Digital Book World for asking me here today to talk about Storia. I just want to comment that the previous panel and research presentation is a perfect setup for my remarks today. There were so many things brought up in both the research and the comments, particularly from Gretchen, that dovetail with my presentation here today on Storia. And it presents a lot of challenges. When you look at the data, there are a lot of questions that arise from that data, but there are also a lot of opportunities. Particularly with digital growing so much, I think there's a tendency for publishers to think that digital is a threat. Digital is a disruptor, which it is. Digital is a revolution, not just because of digital publishing. Someone said it wasn't a revolution. It's probably an evolution. But I think it's a revolution because of the market we're serving, because kids are part of a new media culture that we are not. And with the proliferation of devices, and someone brought up a question at the end of that from the audience about, do you think sort of the slow migration has to do with devices or behavior in the home? Absolutely, it has to do with that. Because when you talk to the kids, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, they're saying things a little bit differently. And some of our research both reinforces and contradicts what we've seen this morning. Optimistically, the conversation around reading has never been more dynamic or received more attention, and that's good news for our business. The digital revolution is at the heart of this discussion, and it is really a revolution. The upheaval has brought, I think, a lot more urgency around the conversation around getting kids to learn and love to read. And that's what we're all here to do. We're not going to be selling books. We're not going to be selling e-readers for kids if we can't get them to read. And we can't get them to read if they don't like to read. So what unites us all as children's book people is that we care about growing a culture of readers. The migration to digital provides us with a lot of tools and opportunities to build that culture, which I'm going to talk about today. And we all know that there are more devices, more choices, more content. I just came from CES last week, and it is so obvious that not only adults, but kids can watch, listen, play, and access their content 24/7 in ways that they never could before. So when they do so, we hope they're going to choose to read, and we have to work together to make that happen. Scholastic has partnered with many of you in the past to bring the very best children's books to kids. You valued our secret sauce, something I want to talk about, particularly in relation to something that Gretchen said, which is our school-to-home connection through our book clubs and book fairs, which have played a fundamental role in growing a culture of readers. And like all of you, Scholastic's facing both challenges and opportunities in this new e-reading landscape. But one of the unique advantages we all have as children's book people is that we can support the teachers and librarians who play a critical role in evangelizing both print and e-books. Scholastic's focus on our e-reading platform, which strengthens our school-to-home connection in Storia, is at the heart of our digital strategy. We believe that classroom usage of Storia will translate to teacher recommendations, which will in turn lead to adoption in the home and parent purchases. helping our customers adopt and discover ebooks for their kids. Early responses from teachers and parents, which I'm going to talk about, are affirming our strategy. Like many of you, we acknowledge some fundamental changes in the reading landscape as we know it. First, we know because of the proliferation of electronic media that we have to reimagine and reinforce both the value proposition and the value perception for children's books, as parents regard print and digital books in a very cluttered media environment. And this requires that we take a business that's been largely focused on us in our conversations with each other and redirect it to better serve our customers and readers. And no one has done that, I hate to say it, better than Amazon. They are so customer-focused. Second, digital growth provokes a shift in the conversation around discoverability of books for kids. For kids, it should be about how do we find the right book, not any book. What are we doing digitally that's going to connect a child with the book that will make a child a reader? And how can we do that better? And last, how can we develop the digital seamless connection linking the kids as readers, the parents as purchasers, and the teachers as advocates? Because that's when we're going to see a rise in ebooks. Good software can do exactly that, and Story is designed to support the teacher, involve the parent, and engage the child with a reading experience and digital connections that get and keep kids reading. So I'm going to discuss a little of that with you here today. Responding to the needs of our customers and readers has guided all of our work around digital reading and the development of Storia. When we first looked for e-reading platforms specifically designed to collectively meet the needs of kids, parents, and teachers, we couldn't find any. And as the largest distributor of children's books, Scholastic feels a commitment and a deep desire to do two things. First, to create a personalized digital experience that meets the needs of a child, because children don't read the same way. They don't need the same things that adults do. And second, to make sure that children's reading can successfully compete in digital ecosystems for share of mind and share of wallet. It's in this context that I'd like to talk to you about the development and iteration of the platform Storia. I'd like to share the insight and feedback that helped shape it and how it's evolved since the original build. For those of you who have developed software or applications, you know they can't be stagnant. They always have to be iterated. So today, most of you know, Storia is a free application. It can be downloaded on the PC, iPad, or Android tablets, and it'll be available on phones later this spring. Consumers can find links to it on scholastic.com, and they can click go to Storia and click preview, and you can actually take a tour of the software. I want to start by discussing Storia ebooks, because the success of any platform is only as strong as the content that it supports. People are going to adopt Storia because of the books that we offer. And it's been said over and over, but it's true with every digital platform, content is the key driver for digital adoption. In Storia, all books are presented in replica view to protect the integrity of the original design, and we want people to know when they go to Storia, they're reading an ebook. They're not playing a game. It's not an app per se. It's a utility app that presents ebooks. Today, there are over 2,300 Storia ebooks to choose from, and 700 are enriched to support reading skills and reading engagement. The enriched books that we'll show you in a minute are incredibly popular with kids and highly valued by parents and teachers, and there has been some controversy about enrichments in books that we're going to tell you about in a minute. To date, your enthusiasm for the platform has allowed us to conclude licenses with 20 outside publishers for content that will be on Storia, and we'll have 3,500 active titles by May. Your feedback continues to inform and inspire what we do. This is an iterative process, and we are going out to all publishers, we're going out to authors, and we've done testing with parents, teachers, and kids to inform the development of the platform. You've shared your excitement about it, and you told us that you think Storia might help you reach a market not otherwise reached traditionally by publishers. The enrichments that enhance the use of your content in the classroom, which are proving so important to generating enthusiasm for reading and encouraging teachers to recommend the platform to parents, are proving to be a key differentiator in Storia. Prior to launching Storia and during our early pilots, we tested key benefits with over 2,000 parents and 2,000 teachers. From our research, we found that among teachers, they agreed almost unanimously on the benefits of e-reading apps, in that they could make reading more fun for kids, encourage them to read more, and help children reinforce their reading skills. Of paramount importance was offering a wide selection of e-books and ease of use. Among parents, the benefits of motivating a child to read more were extremely important, and there was a strong belief that Storia's functionality could do just that. We also continued to align our design with the evolving needs of the market. This week, some of you heard yesterday, Scholastic announced the fourth edition of the Kids and Family Reading Report, our biannual survey on kids and parents' reading attitudes and behaviors. The research shows that 72% of parents are interested in having their kids read ebooks. And today, twice as many kids have tried ebooks, 46%, compared with only 25% 2 years ago. But we see an even greater opportunity in the data. We have a good chance of getting more kids to read more books. Among kids who have read an ebook, 1 in 5 say he or she is reading more since starting to read ebooks. And among boys, that increases to 1 in 4. That's good news for the publishing industry and for kids, since we know that enjoying reading leads to more reading. In response to our user feedback, and we did extensive testing, Storia is designed with 3 key differentiators that we believe provides a strong value proposition in response to our customer request. First, it's personalized and scales to the age and stage of the child. I think someone had a question, well, aren't you measuring this data against the e-reading platforms that have been prevalent, which largely are for adults? Personalization is both an expectation and a necessity in digital. One size fits all doesn't fit kids' e-reading. Second, Storia allows parents and teachers to track and support their kids' reading through a reading manager dashboard system. And third, Storia presents interactivity in our e-books and functionality in the reading platform that provides deeper engagement, reinforces reading skills, and motivates a love of reading. And now let's see what some of our customers have to say about Storia.
In Storia, you can just click on the word. It'll show you, like, what the word means, and there's also a sound button to help you hear the word.
Satin, petticoat.
You can highlight the important parts, or you can highlight words which you are not comfortable with, and when you highlight it, you can remember the word better.
Usually when you read a book, you have to take out a post-it, take out a pencil, and write it down. But here you can go to the notepad on the Storia and just jot it down.
They can actually do more with it on a screen than with a paper text.
Storia has made the reading experience quicker, easier, and the children have really enjoyed the interactive uses of Storia.
I just used Storia, which the children enjoyed greatly.
She swallowed the crab to live in the shell. I don't know why she swallowed the shell. She didn't tell.
They just seem to enjoy another way of listening to a story.
Let's see some more crabs crawl.
This is one of my favorite parts. Watch. There they are. The children really enjoy coming up after the story's read and interacting with the activities on the smart board and answering comprehension questions and rhyming and beginning sounds and all kinds of activities that are really appropriate for kindergarten.
Ready? So we're going to go to the first one.
We use the story of there was an old lady who swallowed a shell. So they had to put the pictures in order of what the old lady swallowed first, second, and third. I find that it's a great way to motivate the children. They are more focused and they're better listeners because they are anticipating that after the book, we're going to go back and we're going to revisit some of the things that we read about.
Shell. That's right.
It tells you stories. We saw a video about crabs. Fun.
I like Storia because instead of having the distractions of flipping the paper, you could just go like that.
It looks like a real book.
You can take notes and you won't lose those notes because they're saved right here.
My daughter no longer sees reading as a chore.
It's giving her more self-confidence.
I also like the dictionary entry.
Exclaimed.
Oh, now I just learned a new word.
Okay, well, those were some of the more fun responses to Storia. But as you saw in the video, the role the teacher plays in introducing a child to a new book, and an e-book in this case, just as they do with print books, is incredibly important in the digital arena that we are all participating in right now, because we all talk about how difficult discoverability is. And I think that Gretchen mentioned this when she said she had gone to a school and a teacher suggested a book or they were reading a book. The kids talk about the book. It becomes viral. Yes, they say their friend recommended it, but a lot of these recommendations are coming from within the school or the classroom and going out. The features and activities presented to readers of chapter books in Storia are different from those kids who would be reading picture books or leveled readers. So when you saw the kids who, for instance, were doing that exercise on the left, which was a sequencing game, the kids who are reading something like, I think this is a Goosebumps book on the right, have much more sophisticated interactivity. So we don't have templates that scale across all the ages of the books. They're specifically designed for that book. I think that, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about interactions in books because people have assumed that they distract. And we are not finding that to be the case at all, particularly since in story you can turn off the interactions, you can turn them on at the end of the book. So it depends on how a child wants to read the book, or a teacher, or a parent. Every child has their own bookshelf that they can customize to their preferences, and they don't have to share their bookshelf with their siblings or their parents. This is very different from most e-reader software, where the account is the purchaser's account, and all the books go on one bookshelf. These layered accounts allow us to better serve our customers and readers with recommendations based on actual reading history and not just purchasing data. I'm also excited to share how Scholastic is reimagining the school-to-home connection and how we're supporting parents and teachers in the software. We just introduced our new Scholastic Storia Reading Manager 2.0 this month, just a couple of weeks ago. Our original reading dashboard, which you see on the left there, 1.0, provided parents with a very rudimentary, simple set of quantitative information that gets recorded as the child reads their books. But teachers and parents were telling us that they wanted to be able to have more detailed information about the books and reading levels. They also wanted to be able to track reading progress over time. So we worked to iterate the software to be able to do that. And our new dashboard 2.0 delivers in supporting enhanced discoverability, empowering the child within the software to choose new books, and connecting the parent more seamlessly to purchase. And that connection is based both on kid selections as well as recommendations from Scholastic and the teacher. In the original version of the software, users were unable to set up more than 10 bookshelves. In response to teacher requests, the current reading manager seen here allows parents and teachers to set up to 40 bookshelves. And the new dashboard provides more detailed information you can see here about each book, including multiple reading levels, children's ratings for the book, story interactions, audio read-throughs, and a synopsis for the book for the parent or teacher. Parents and teachers can also access reading reports, which have a summary screen, which you can see here, telling them which books their children are reading, the activities they've done, the time spent reading, and the words that the kids have looked up in the dictionary. And then, if desired, they can drill down to much more granular information on future screens, like this graph, which shows reading over an extended period of time. They can also disable a lot of functionality in the reader based on their preferences. And most importantly, as it relates to the theme of discoverability, parents and teachers can see Storia recommends book recommendations for their child based on their reading level and interests. We've also enabled children to choose the books they'd like to read, and this is so key to this process, and we need to do a lot more work at Scholastic as well as throughout the industry to do this. You know, those of you who are familiar with the Scholastic book fairs and book clubs are aware not only is it unique because it's a school-to-home connection, but the kids have the choice. The kids are picking out their books. And when kids pick out their own books, they tend to finish the book. We have research that says that. And once a child adds a book, they can put a book on their wish list. And when they do so, that book appears in the parent bookshelf. The parent can just click on it to purchase. So what's the response to Storia this far? I'm delighted to share that it's mostly been positive. First, the group that matters most. I'm going to talk a little bit about the kids. We started our testing 18 months ago, maybe even more, with kids. We did a rudimentary design of the software, and we wanted to be able to measure the appeal, but also find out if they could use it to discover books. The appeal was essential, because if kids didn't like using it, then we had no business here. The functionality, especially the audio pronunciation guide, the creativity tools, the enrichments in the books were really well received. But mostly they said it made reading more fun. And I just want to share a little anecdote. We had a number of kids in the sample, a third of the sample came in, and their parents said before they had them go in the room, I don't think my child will stay for the session because I don't think my child's ever finished a book. They don't like to read. And they were in the lowest third of their class in terms of reading. And I will say that every single one of those kids stayed. Particularly, they were struggling a little until they found that they could touch a word and hear the word. And then there was a bubble, and they could get a definition. And when they get that definition, it's from a dictionary, a digital dictionary embedded in the software, that is written for them, for their age and stage. And that seemed to be, it sounds really simple, but that seemed to be magic for a lot of them. I mean, one kid who was sort of slumping over just went, cool. And he didn't want to leave until he finished his shark book, which was not our best book. So we saw the power of what it could do. Our Kids and Family Reading Report noted that it was so important for kids to have choice and be empowered when they read. And the study also found that books introduced in the classroom encourage kids to discover a new author or character or series that they never would have otherwise. And this is another example why we feel it's really important to nurture that school-to-home connection for discovery to work on all cylinders. The Kids and Family Reading Report also found that among children who had read an e-book, interactive features are important when choosing an e-book. Interactive books are what Storia calls enriched books, identified with the image you see here of a lightning bolt, have clearly emerged as our top sellers. All of our feedback today tells us that Storia-enriched ebooks are more of what kids and teachers and parents want. Parents saw that they represented additional value in the book. We also found that they generated excitement around reading, particularly with reluctant readers. Our product guidelines for Storia-enriched books are simple. We don't make any adjustment to the book file itself. Every decision around technology enhancements allows the child to engage more deeply with the book, and we add value to an ebook through activities that we feel increase the potential for rereading. We also invoke a strict pedagogy around our enriched books that was designed in conjunction with Scholastic's Ed Group around the five key pillars of literacy. And we have an exciting suite of new interactions and interactivity coming next year with one segment of that technology portfolio addressing the Common Core standards. There's been some debate around these interactions, but our feedback and testing has confirmed that we're getting strong support from both educators and parents. Second, the response from teachers has been equally encouraging. When we first showed them Storia, which was designed as a consumer app, they immediately recognized the possibilities for using it to get kids excited about books and reading. They told us loud and clear that they would support Storia, and that they wanted to start using it themselves in the classroom. In a study of over 200 K-5 teachers, 99% said they would recommend Storia. Some of the reasons for their recommendations included they felt it could increase reading fluency and frequency and add reinforcement of reading skills, confidence, and motivation. Everyone in this room knows how dependent we are on our teachers and librarians to partner with us to help kids find the right book. I mean, I don't know about you, but I had a very reluctant reader, and Miss Dixon at the collegiate school turned him on to reading because she suggested the right book. And last, the story of value proposition is being reinforced from parents who told us they value an engaging, customized reading experience for their kids. And in addition to making reading more fun, parents identified Storia's ability to reinforce skills and motivate progress. Both parents and teachers appreciated that enrichments and audio could be turned on and off as desired. And lastly, we've received a very nice response from some of the critics, which I won't go through here, but here are a couple of our favorite quotes. I want to conclude with two thoughts. The first is about access to books and ebooks, and the second relates to content. Access informs for us as kids' book people the magic moment when a child is connected with a book that will turn him or her into a lifelong reader. That makes all the difference. Our Kids and Family Reading Report confirms that kids would read more if they had greater access to books. As the retail footprint for children's books shrinks and the digital ecosystems for content and commerce expand, we must figure out how to provide more access for kids to choose and read books electronically. This is one of the reasons we made the decision to put Storia out to be as platform agnostic as possible. We need to be working together to ensure that children have access to the books that they want and need, whether it's in the classroom or at home. And we believe Storia, which comes with free ebooks, is designed to be a small part around the solution of access. I challenge us all to think about what access looks like, because it's not going to be the same in the digital age, and to work collectively to ensure that we're removing all the barriers. And lastly, I want to emphasize the importance of content. A great digital reading experience has to start with great content. We can't afford to be complacent about the innovation that needs to happen around reading. Like everything else, literacy needs to go from 2D to 3D, and next year we hope to be sharing with you some significant innovations in kids' e-reading. We know we're no longer limited by the physical impediments of traditional publishing, specifically related to formats and shelf space, and that provides a great opportunity to iterate and innovate digitally. Innovation in our content, our use of technology, our marketing is imperative to ensuring that children choose to read. The stakes around this are very high because if kids aren't reading now, they're not going to read as adults. So please know that your feedback continues to inform the evolution of digital reading at Scholastic, and we look forward to strengthening our dialogue with all of you as we continue to try to figure out this marketplace and iterate our platform. Our success is tied to yours, so thank you.